And we'll start the meeting with the roll call.
Director Sheldon, Director Meeks,
here.
Director Bilodeau, Director Whitaker,
here.
Director Yeo,
here.
Director Mezqua,
present.
Director Nguyen, Director Tran,
here.
Director Rowe,
here.
Director Green,
yes.
You do have a quorum.
And are there any items received too late to be agendized?
There are not.
We have any members of the public that are here to address the committee? I mean, on general things, not on an item.
I don't see any hands raised.
Okay. And the people that are here to address on a particular item, do we take those generally at the beginning or at when their item comes up?
When the item comes up.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. All right. So then we have a consent calendar with four items, 1 through 4.
I'll make a motion.
Yeah, second.
Second.
Oh, okay. Me too.
All right. So we take a roll call vote here. Okay. Roll call vote.
Roll call. Director Meeks.
Yes.
Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Mezqua.
Yes.
Director Tran.
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries with 5 yes votes.
All right. Item 5, City of Anaheim's proposed OC Riverwalk project update. What an awesome project.
I know.
Sorry.
Good segue.
Thank you very much. I believe Director Meeks is giving the speech.
Yeah.
I think she's done. Questions, okay?
I think it's right in the middle of the screen.
You want to take over the meeting, Roger?
Hey.
Yeah. So thanks everyone, and thank you, Greg.
Oh. I'm sorry. Which item?
Matter of consideration.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Director Meeks, and good afternoon to all the committee members. I am JJ Menez. I'm the Parks Manager for the City of Anaheim. It is my pleasure to be here today to provide an update on the OC Riverwalk. Before I get started, I do want to just thank each and every one of you and your staff for supporting us. Oh, great, that part of this project. Generally, the project location is on the southerly edge. It starts at Orangewood, and then it goes northerly to just past Ball Road to connect with a proposal to connect up to the existing Anaheim Coast. Quick side note, Anaheim Coast is a great successful collaboration between both of our agencies, the Water District and the City of Anaheim. Roughly 2 miles. The area, I did something wrong. Okay. So together with our collaborating partners like yourselves and your staff, as we do with most big projects, you know, we set out goals or guiding principles, if you will, to figure out, you know, as we make decisions, what get us back to the direction, where do we want to go? And so with this goal, we hope with this ambitious project to really transform this space into what we're thinking will be the new downtown of Orange County. And, you know, I don't say that lightly. That's what we believe. And we want to make sure that as we do so in mind with all of our operating partners and their own missions and figuring out how do we make those better? But then how do we make an amazing Riverwalk experience for the general public? Of course, for this organization, first part of number 2 is most important, and that is groundwater recharge.
Thank you. We'll note for minutes that Director Sheldon has arrived, and we are on in 5 days on the list of the lock front.
Thank you for having me.
Well, otherwise you would have just been marked absent.
Hey, thank you. Let's see. So as we examine this 2-mile stretch, you know, we really thought about what makes a river walk, not just a river walk, what makes a successful river walk. And so we began, as we often do in public sector, reaching out to other entities that have, you know, like Chicago, Tempe, DC, and many other across the country and really abroad, to learn about their success story. And probably as important to us, what are some of those things that aren't that successful? And how can we incorporate, if anything, how can we mitigate those within our own project? And so you'll see a lot of opportunities here that are depicted, but we came up with what we're calling roughly 17 improvement projects that will, if or when implemented, will result in a river walk. And I messed the mouse again.
Sorry about that.
Okay. At the same time, while we're doing that, we're seeking funding, of course, to move the project forward. Earlier last year, we received a $5 million grant from the Coastal Conservancy to move 5 of these improvements forward, and I will detail those for you in the following slides. Before I do so, I want to just acknowledge that as we are embarking on the master plan process, we're really paying attention to what are some of the existing conditions from utilities? And then, of course, as important or more important is the land ownership. Who owns what and where and what are the limits? So for this committee and for the water district, there is ownership to the north side of our project and depicted in the color here is hard to read, but it's the very most northerly edge, northern of the Railroad Pacific line. And so adjacent to what was Fall River Basin. And then, of course, the OCWD has easements throughout the entire stretch of the space for the GWS line. And as we always do in Anaheim, we want to know, how does our community define this as a successful project? What would they like to see? Utilizing the tagline, what would make you go to the river? What would engage in the river? We have initiated conversations, and we're hearing a lot of things, which I'm going to share with you. But at the same time, we also want to listen to our collaborating partners like yourselves and OC Flood Control and OC Parks and quite a few more. We started that during the engineering feasibility study, which I shared with most of you. But essentially, that document, we began by looking at the threats and saying, can we do this from an engineer perspective? The answer was yes. And so that's why we're moving forward, and we're excited to show more updates with you. The individual item. So what are we hearing from our community? Under the category of state connections, they're asking us to mitigate the condition in which if you're traveling south on the Santa Ana Regional Bike Trail on the east side of the river, you actually have to go across the Catella adjacent to across Catella Bridge adjacent to traffic and then do a little whoopsie-doo, as I call it there. And thank you, Mike, for showing that. To continue to cross to the west side and then continue to the ocean. That's how the trail works today.
Done it thousands of times.
And not ideal, right? Not ideal. It's not ideal for younger families, right? Maybe for the experienced rider, not a big deal. And so they're asking for a separated bridge to mitigate that condition, or at least to provide an option. And that is generally located, Mike, if you can point right there, north of Catella. And we have an image of there of what it could be. And so that's one of the items. The other thing that, as I noted before, that they're really asking us about is connecting this trail, this river walk, to the existing Anaheim boats. And you can see the dash line there. It doesn't depict all the connection all the way up to Anaheim Coast, but that is the idea. That is, of course, an item that we want to talk with you more about. And then in the spirit of safe connections, where we can and where land allows, there are some pinch points out there. They really would like us to separate the soft trail for walkers, joggers from the fast moving bike. Please stop me if you have any questions along the way. And the probably one of the biggest things that we're hearing is people really want to connect back with water. there's a huge appetite, and it's only natural for people to want to get engaged with the river. As everyone knows, as we have developed our own urban infrastructure, we, you know, you all heard the term, we sort of turned our back to the river. There's a big re-emphasis on moving away from that, and this project does exactly that. So they want to engage with the water, they want to engage with the river. We're having conversations on what that really means. For this for this committee, what's important is that that will result in two impoundment areas. Mike, could you also fund them again, please? Thank you. One there and then one north. Thank you. And then also that will allow us to house water there. And then treatments of the embankment space to create access down to the water. I will provide a few more details on that a little bit.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
The grade where sidewalk, the middle picture on the top,
mm-hmm.
the grade where the sidewalk is versus the grade down the steps where the water is that the current grade?
The grade where the set up at the top?
Yes.
It's where current grade is, more or less.
And then you go down. Is that where kind of the side of the bank of the river is at?
Correct. So, and I should note, these are inspirational images. We're still at master plan level, so we don't have all the details worked out as far as grade scope. But in general, we want to provide access down to the water. Of course, we have to think about pedestrians and cyclists and other things out there.
I'm not looking for an engineer answer. I was wondering, are you intending to have that access down to the water to come like that? You're intending to have that like that, okay.
Yes.
And if the water were to flow heavy, obviously those steps would then be covering the water.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
Yes. And so
how do you protect the public from any the water when it gets going fast?
That is something that we're hearing, and we're thinking about how to mitigate that, perhaps a cable rail or something sort of that extent, so that when that happens, you can write that.
I think the slide was beautiful.
Thank you. Okay, moving on. Speaking of beautiful, that's a thing our community is saying. Basically, just make it pretty, right? So at the end of the day, they want to walk, they want to engage their space, and they want to engage in a way that is different. They want to escape from the built environment. And from them, what that means is incorporating art, incorporating color, incorporating nature, incorporating interesting furniture that could double up as art, but also as usable space, as you see some of the depictions here. We are having a lot more conversations with them as what it actually means to them. But where we can, we intend to incorporate this. There was a lot of discussion in the prior meeting about some type of co-op agreement or some sort of agreement with your agency. The city came to you and to staff some time ago with a proposal to enter into a co-op agreement that would memorialize our partnership and then also guide us forward. We talked with staff and with your staff and between our staff and ourselves, we talked about what things might need to be included in either an MOU, a co-op agreement. We have also potentially explored a little bit what kind of agreement would be required for the city to ask the water district to own and operate the impoundment area, for the city to maintain the park portion, and then also to extend the trail to Anaheim folks through your land. And so some sort of lease agreement. That is not news to us, obviously, with Anaheim folks. We have explored those, we have those legal mechanisms. And so today I want to share with you that based on the master plan phase of our project, we have enough details to begin to enter into a co-op agreement, to prepare and draft the co-op agreement, similar to the one that we have entered to or with the city of Orange. We believe that we don't have all the details worked out to enter into a detailed operations agreement or land lease agreement, because the alignments aren't fully worked out, the infrastructure is not fully worked out. And so we can begin to work on that, but we're confident that we don't have all the details that are required to get there. Questions here?
I have a question.
I think, but I'm going to mind, but if you want to ask,
yeah, I think we have time.
How much more do you have?
One more slide after this is it. I can go to a schedule if you like.
Yes, so then we can ask all our questions. Yeah, okay. I did ask my premature.
And our schedule is super broad. And so our eye on the target is the 2028 Olympics. By that date, we want to have one or five elements completed. But as you can see here, we're currently in the EIR and master plan process, and then we'll progress to construction documents. Of course, you know, as any other public project, we'll go through the procurement, bidding, and then ultimately construction. That's it, Director.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll call Director Tran as a question.
Next slide, actually.
Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions from the committee? Can you provide this presentation? Thank you. I have a question regarding the agreement. When do you see project being able to have some more to discuss more specificity versus the generalities that were in the city board agreement?
If we go back to the schedule, I believe that once we are further into maybe at a 70, 80%, 90% construction documents, where we have understood all the standards from the water district perspective to own and operate the dam, then we will have enough specificity to be able to present something substantive to this committee to consider.
Construction documents.
That's noted here. We're looking at fourth quarter.
So I would hate to get you to 90% construction documents. That's tens of millions of dollars. Not have an agreement with us. I think we should start sooner versus later. There's some critical needs to have in our agreement regarding the inflatable dam and what have you. So are you open to? We've given that list to the city, and I don't know if you have it or not, but
we do, yes.
I think we do need to engage in some more specificity, because I don't know what that degree of construction document completion would change anything, because you
sure
have a plan, so we might as well talk about our aspect.
Yeah, so from our perspective, we are ready to work with your staff to go into those details. As I noted, we can begin drafting a co-op agreement that's general like the one in Orange, but if the committee is looking for something more specific, we do have a draft cost estimate on what it would take for the water district to own and operate those dams. Those things need to be visited, as we don't have all the details, but with direction, we're happy to work with John Kennedy and his team to move towards something more detailed. And of course, we can leave items to come back to once more details are developed. But I understand not moving too far and then just to meet at a location where the committee or the water district may not want to go into.
The draft cost that you have, is that what you obtained from OCWD or from another source?
We received that directly from OCWD.
So I think we gave a laundry, like a list of all the things that we thought. I think we'd like to get a response back to those and engage and hear back from Bill. I know there's also a few other items that are important for John Kennedy to bring up to you. So, and we formed an ad hoc committee on this. I think it's good that we engage. So we know sooner versus later, this is important. I think we get those issues resolved. And then you have that there, put to bed.
So Chair, to clarify, you are requesting that that the city review the cost estimate or list of laundry items that you called it, and for the city to respond?
Whoever's going to respond. Okay. Going to respond. I don't know whoever's going to respond. So
sure.
Yes, I just suggest that we not wait till 90% construction, 90% completion of construction documents, or 80% or something. I think it's better sooner versus later.
Understood and noted. We will absolutely continue to coordinate with John, respond to that, maybe ask more questions, and I will work with consultants to see if we have enough detail to be able to provide at least ask more clarifying questions or respond to each of those.
You can respond to some of that, that's fine, just what you can respond to, what anybody need more. That's the whole dialogue. And then meet again.
Yeah. Understood, noted, and will occur.
So I'll come back maybe in the in like a July meeting.
Have a good
night. Of course.
So that laundry list, we're looking for co-op agreement, and we can incorporate some of those things in a somewhat specific but not completely specific way, since we haven't done the design, and then those things can be rolled over into a final operating agreement. probably where we want to go.
So however it shapes out, whatever the means. And I see laundry, it's a, I'd call it maybe more, it's a term sheet.
Yeah, that's what
it's called.
It's kind of generic.
Right. Correct. Agree to be papered later or this or that or not. We can do this.
More detail, and then it'll work into a
right
at the end. Okay.
Yeah. Every item is unique.
Okay.
We're used to working on those terms, and we can definitely move in that direction.
Okay.
Yes. Right. Yes, Drex. Yes.
I'm wondering, have you had any interaction with the Corps of Engineers? This is a federally regulated floodway.
We have had it when we did the engineering feasibility study. So when we approached it to ensure that it can be done, the answer is yes, it can. And we have a list of requirements from them and are preparing us in the middle as the project progresses. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've worked for 10 years and we're trying to get people to stay out of the floodways where the damages are. If you have built any facilities in here, we have up to 30,000 cubic feet per second that come down the river, and that's a lot of water, and it'll take out whatever's in the way that shouldn't be there. You can't reduce the size of the cross-section of the river. That's a fundamental thing that the Corps requires. If you can get them to buy into whatever you plan on doing, recontouring and adjusting, fine, but it's a fairly dangerous operation.
Thank you for your comment, and I will note we 100% agree with you that the first and foremost function of this space is flood protection. We are modeling our proposal after the inflatable dam the water district operates just north of this space. So we're learning a lot from you as to that, how that operates and what it takes to ensure that life and property is not compromised as a result of the improvements that we're proposing.
Okay, thank you.
Chair Shelton, Director
Yeo,
this is
Hannah. Yes, Director
Yeo. Yes, thank you, Chair Shelton. Great presentation and interesting project. My question is related to the O&M agreement. We can go to that slide, please. I know we talked about this quite a bit already. So I just noticed that what's written there is, okay, OCWD would own and operate impoundment infrastructure. I would imagine initially City of Anaheim would pay for building that, right? But going forward, replacement, refurbishment, is that on OCWD or Anaheim is going to contribute some money towards that on an annual basis?
Director, I do not believe that we have had those discussions with your staff, but that is definitely one item that needs to be figured out. We obviously know what the lifespan of materials, and that can be incorporated.
Yeah, those are inflatable dams, right? So, everybody loves baby, but raising baby costs money. So we'll work with you on that. Okay, just make sure that we don't get stuck maintaining this forever. That's where I'm coming from. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director. Those are some of the comments that are concerning. We feel more comfortable getting the fleshed out versus later. The obvious answer is that the district's not going to pay for the operations maintenance. That would be really scary. I think a good question was raised by Director Young, the concern of subdirector. It's an obvious question. You've had to study amount of water that you're impounding, and depending when you have to let that water go because there's a storm coming. What is the amount of volume when you look at what is it? How much would you let it all go at once and no one down river is going to get affected? What is any initial engineering on what that looks like that you could share with us? That's an obvious concern that I think some directors have.
We have heard on that question loud and clear throughout the process. And what I can share with you is that we are designing with our consultant systems that will mitigate that, but hopefully to no loss if possible. With advanced notice, we are coming up with a solution that could allow us for simplicity to pump the water out before we have to let the rubber dams down. That is our goal. I'm not saying that that's always going to happen if something happens with, something comes without warning, but that is our goal. So our goal in our design is putting in that infrastructure to minimize the loss of GWS water.
Have you modeled if a dam were to break, what would happen?
I don't believe we have done that, Mark.
That's on the list of requirements, likely with the 408 Army Corps permit, but we haven't gotten to that.
Okay. And when do you think you'll get to that?
Probably towards the end of this year, as we're going.
I think.
No, I was just going to say that I've met with the mayor of Orange and the mayor of Anaheim, and with our congressman and some of our assembly members, and we're in the loop in our discussion as well. And that's why the issue came up. So we are meeting and we're talking about it regularly. Very supportive of that.
I think it's an important but minor issue, but a very important issue.
I don't mean
to understate the importance of it. I know that you can fix it. There's mitigations for it you can do. You can perhaps, and when we meet again next time, have some information on that, a little more specificity. I think the city's staff at Orange greatly appreciate
it. Certainly, any and all your questions will really help us come more prepared to you. And then provide solutions, the engineering solutions that we may or may not be thinking about. We appreciate that.
And we could do some more, think about this at the next meeting, provide some more questions. Okay, great. And that's an important item. Any other questions? Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much.
It's a great project.
Thank you, Mr.
Chair. I apologize.
As far as direction moving forward for staff, would the committee like the staff to engage with the City of Anaheim staff beginning to develop the MOU, incorporating the terms into the MOU?
Yes.
Just as an action.
Thank you. Thank you for that specificity. Have Anaheim respond back to the document that John Kennedy had given them on a line item by basis, as their comments on those, and then putting those into an MOU, along with any additional items that staff in Anaheim may come up with. Maybe we can circulate that. Maybe circulate to the board that those documented the one or two page line item that John Kennedy had developed. If we want to add any comments to it, I think Director Rowe probably enjoyed looking at it.
We'll do that. We'll do that after the meeting today.
Right. Director Rowe, have you seen the document? Okay, yeah, I think you should.
And then also, Mr. Chair, you mentioned about having meetings. I think would you like to have just quarterly meetings set up on a regular basis, on a moving forward basis?
I'd suggest that we can we come back in 60 days with information. For starters, maybe put this on our agenda every month so we can there something to talk about, but I would think we wouldn't do it every month. It's just sort of holding an important item, or something.
So we'll try to have some sort of draft document done for the meeting in July, meeting in July.
And when we've done, then we can pull back on gas and just that there's sometimes when things don't have when they're not brought to our attention, they sort of get pushed aside and they get done. We don't work the week. Just track it.
No, we want to keep the committee in the board. Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm sure, Madam President might have some thoughts as well on this from her position. So, all righty. Great. That was a great question. I'm glad you asked that. Yeah.
So, just how you want to handle this, Mr. Chairman. Right now, it's agendized as a matter of consideration. But the only question is whether you agenda you put on the board meeting or not. I don't know that you need to. It's really up to you.
Well, what would we put on June 7th?
Staff's clear on the directions.
Yeah, no, I don't see any.
So I think we should probably we'll just make it information.
Right? Correct.
Yeah, no action.
I don't think we need to have it on the agenda for the board, right?
No.
We didn't go back to great.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right, we'll move on to our next items. Informational item. Switch to our OC5 development project update.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, we are staying with the City of Anaheim theme of today's meeting.
That's you got three. Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah.
Keep going.
This meeting, you know, state of the city.
Next one. We have Matt Hicks here this afternoon to give our presentation to you.
Thank you, Matt. You have another person in your group?
Yeah, so we'll do self-introduction. So I'm Matthew Hicks. I'm the Vice President of Public Affairs for OC5.
Christina Templeton, Senior Director with the OC5 Development Team.
And Christine Saunders, Director of Entitlement for OC5.
Wojtek Safranek, Civil Engineer with Sacred Associates, working for OC5.
We have Jason Knutson on the Zoom. He's VP of Development with OC5 as well. So we had the opportunity to meet with the general manager and staff on April 25th, and they extended the invitation to give this committee an update on OC5. Twofold, we want to give you an overview of the project itself. I think some of you may be familiar with some of the details, but give you an overview of the project. We'll keep it short and sweet. We probably could talk about this project for an hour, but we got 5 slides to give you a quick overview of the project, and then we also wanted to brief you related to an issue on Ball Road Basin and the construction of what is called River Road, which is today Phoenix Club Drive. So
that's Cotello going across?
Yes. There. So
you're looking at a parallel road to the river?
Correct. So this is OC5 at full build out. This is a 10-year construction schedule of this project. We did receive entitlement through the city of Anaheim last October. This is a project, an endeavor of the Samuel and the family, who are the owners of the Anaheim Ducks, managers of the Honda Center. So we'll build out Cotella, 57 Freeway, north that direction. What exists today, the Arctic facility, the Honda Center, and there's an existing office campus, if you're familiar with this area north of Honda Center, off Douglas Public Arena, Corporate Center. Those are the existing facilities. The rest would be new construction. This is a $4 billion investment in the city of Anaheim. It's, I think, a long-time vision of the city to activate this area of Anaheim with, you have the stadium, separate, owned by the city of Anaheim, and the Honda Center, which we have the city facility. We go to the next slide.
Go ahead. River Rock is already built.
We have the Santa Ana River Trail. We're going to have, we'll speak to it, but we'll have 1,500 residential apartments on site. We will have residents living here and take advantage of the existing river trails and the vision of the OC Riverwalk, in addition to all the visitors and guests that we will entertain. So here's a nice shot of Honda Center and Arctic. Just to tell you, the Samuelis have a long-term commitment and relationship with the city of Anaheim. The Samuelis have owned the management contract for that facility since 2003. It's part of a 2018 agreement with the mayor and city council at the time. That management agreement was extended through 2048. It's now 2053, and then we have options till 2073. We also will be keeping the Anaheim Ducks here for the long term. So that's over that same time frame. And then you may know this, but we took on the operations and maintenance of the Arctic facility. The city was losing money, had an operational deficit. So now we absorb those losses and manage that facility. In addition, we can go to the next slide. So through a series of acquisitions, both through other public agencies like Orange County Flood Control District, as well as private acquisitions, J.T. Schmitz, Black College, the Arena Corporate Center, we assembled a site of 100 acres. And that's shown in the red outline. Ball Road Basin, which, as you know, I think late 2018, early 2019 is when we closed escrow on that property. About 18 acres in size was purchased through the Orange County Water District. That is outside the area of entitlement. So we will have to go back. We do not have an active application before the city. We are still master planning what would be built on Ball Road Basin, just to be clear. And then we've also acquired, as you may know, the Phoenix Club in this area. So you can see the boundary, and we can move on to the next slide. And I can slow down if there are questions along the way.
Would the community like to ask questions during this, or would they prefer to ask it all at the end?
Okay. Well, I'll pause maybe before we get to the exhibits related to River Road in case there are any general questions around the development project. So as you can see, significant development with this project. I'll start from the south. Today, the existing Lot A, which is surface parking to support the Arctic, would be relocated to a structure across the street. That allows us to have a riverfront park here, what we call Meadow Park. It's about 5 acres in size. We have a proposed outdoor amphitheater here that we would own, operate, and manage. 2 hotels combined would be 550 rooms. It would be a pedestrian experience connecting the Arctic and south of Catella over a pedestrian bridge that would connect to the south side of Honda Center. We have multiple entertainment venues. Of course, we have Honda Center, which is roughly 18,000 capacity. We're adding a new indoor concert hall, about 6,000 capacity, as well as smaller venues. Entertainment will be core to this project in terms of attracting people here on a 365-day calendar. There'll be plenty of opportunities for entertainment. But we'll also have, you know, a daytime atmosphere because we'll have office and residential on site. We're entitled for about 1 million square feet of office as part of this project. We will be building a signature creative office building as part of phase one. And I'll speak to phasing too, because I know that's a fair and appropriate question. And the idea is that Honda Center would be activated on all four sides. So you would have plazas that would be activated, designed. And one of the key maneuvers in White River Road is an important connection. We'll speak to the road itself, is the city of Anaheim abandoned a section of Douglas Road. Tell it what is Stanley Cup Way. Stanley Cup Way is where you enter the parking of Honda Center, if you're familiar. So that allows to have a pedestrian experience from the parking, which would be adjacent. This is about 4,500 structured parking spaces along the freeway. So you enter this plaza and then you have direct access without having to interact with cars. As some of you may know, if you've come to our venue, this intersection, this area coming off the freeway, you have to take a quick right and left turn. There's a lot of pedestrian conflict. So that was one of the key things we were seeking to solve. And so River Road will be the new connection via Cerritos, or if you're coming from Sunkist. So Cerritos is extended. Today it jogs and turns into Douglas and connects to Catella. And so this would be extended. And then what is Phoenix Club Drive today would extend all the way to Catella. So now properties at Ball, or if you're coming off of Ball Road, you can get to Catella via this road. And we'll speak to the actual engineering of this road as part of the exhibits later in the presentation. This is residential here, 1,500 residential apartment units. This is the existing office, and then we have another park proposed as part of this project. But that's a lot to absorb. In the site plan, I'll show you some visuals in terms of what this project will look like. In terms of retail, is primarily dining, so we'll have 30 plus restaurants on site. This is just an early design concept rendering of what that metal park. So you're imagining your bird, you know, flying over Arctic, looking north. You see the Honda Center here. You see the river. And so one of the things, just in terms of OC Riverwalk project, just to be transparent in our development agreement, there is an area of cooperation with the city in terms of how that park interacts with any potential Riverwalk improvements, because we want to make sure that's seamless from a public perspective. And keep going. So here's a visual at night. This is that phase one plaza, what we call the urban park, roughly 3 acres in size. That's the new office building that on the opposite side would face Tella. There's outdoor dining and park-like environment, concert hall that you can't see. These are the two hotels. You see the Arctic. Then the stadium site would be in the distance on the other side of the freeway. Go to the next slide. Thank you. So I discussed this a little bit, the circulation. One of the things we're doing in cooperation with the city and Caltrans is making a off-ramp improvement at SR 57 Catella northbound. So instead of, you know, previously today, you would make a right and a left and enter the surface parking lots of Honda Center. There'd actually direct access into the garage would be signalized. And it would function if you've been to like the Disneyland Resort Making Friends garage. So large cavity, multiple lanes entering. And we intend to not have manual payment in that garage, allow free flow into the spaces. We'll capture parking revenue through a ticket, which will allow better traffic flow and circulation. And that, I just want to speak to the connection to Ball Road will be an important feature for access from the north, having multiple points. Today, Ball Road, the access from Ball Road is Phoenix Club Drive, and it empties into what is called Lot 4, but otherwise there's a gate. There's no connection to Catella. Keep going. I think there's questions. So as mentioned, we have this important milestone for Southern California, for Anaheim, for Orange County, of the LA 28 Summer Olympics. Honda Center will be a venue for Olympic volleyball men and women's indoor. So as I mentioned, we received our entitlement late last year. We're now in the process of getting our phase one improvement plan approved. And Christina can speak to that if there are questions. But we're starting with the road infrastructure and the parking structures north of Catella, basically building all the parking capacity that we need for the full development of the project. North of Catella is part of phase one. And then at the end of 26, the first major, the new concert hall, office building, we'll have a market hall with 21 different food stalls, six bars, or, you know, a reason for people to come on event days and non-event days. And then we kind of build out the project. So River Road construction from Catella to Ball, which we'll talk about, is scheduled as part of phase one. That's an overview of the project.
Great. Any representative should be.
Yeah, if there are questions generally about the project, happy to answer those, and then we can speak to the Ball Road Basin matter.
Okay. Any questions?
I just have one question. Yes. Can you go back to the parking?
Yes.
Apartments. I know this is the.
These are podium buildings, so they have their own park, just to make clear.
You know where I'm going.
Yeah.
So, and as far as the residential, the high-rise apartments.
Yeah. So these, similar product to what you would find around the Irvine spectrum. I know some of you may know Dan Young, former mayor of Santa Ana. He's been our lead kind of master planner overseeing our team, our development team. There will be affordable housing too. I did not speak to that, but there will be a commitment of 15% affordable housing. Some of you may know.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about the affordable housing. What I'm concerned about, as you know, Santa Ana, when we build up, we tend, you know, we build this prison-looking apartment. Yours will hopefully look a lot better than ours.
They will, right? Now.
Yeah,
the city council approves the look, so ultimately.
No, I wasn't before I arrived. I just want to be really clear on that. But I'm always concerned when they say, you know, two bedroom apartments, history 1.35 apartments. So just, I'm just concerned, you know, because I go there quite often for concerts. And you're right, it's awful to get in there. Parking's the church. So they'll have their own parking for the rest. But that's good to know. And they'll have more than 1.35.
Yes.
Yeah. So then you'll have that overflow.
We increased the parking standards in the Platinum Triangle. Okay. I will say the state mandate that allows them to underpark everything. They've been 10% affordable. They underpark the whole thing. That is a absolute challenge for all of us, right?
Yeah. I love the state.
So, well, commenting, in my
experience,
if there isn't, and I don't see any, you know, residential neighborhoods that you could just go park down the street and walk to your place, folks that rent there will rent there that can live with the parking accommodation.
Yeah.
Correct.
That they won't, they'll go someplace else if they have an extra car that they need to park.
We definitely have some geography with a freeway and a river and no adjacent single family residential until you get north of Ball.
That looks a great project.
Any other questions? I have a few questions. Okay. This is regarding the Ball Road Basin, but it's kind of what you mentioned earlier. But when you're talking about these, so this is about this is the Ball Road Basin in the city's housing update, their plan. Right? Are there any units allocated toward it?
I'm looking at Christine Saunders because she's going to keep me honest on those types of questions. So we will have to go back to the city with an application.
Okay, great. And then on the parking, here's the parking structure. That's a joint use structure for the office and then for those attending the pond during the uni.
Yes.
That's a great.
It's a shared parking.
Yeah. Your parking is a lot, right?
Yeah.
Here's, and I have a few. I'll hold off on a few others. Thank you. That's all for the next topic.
So related, and I'm going to let Christina do an overview of these exhibits, but high level, as you know, we entered into a purchase and sale agreement that the board approved back in November. I think it was December of 2018. That purchase and sale agreement with the development of Ball Road spoke to the need to replace this existing overflow culvert that functions from Bureau's Basin to Ball Road Basin. We intend to meet that obligation when we go to privately develop the Ball Road Basin. As I shared, we do not have an active application in the city. We did, as part of this project, we did an addendum to the supplemental EIR for the Platinum Triangle. I said that right, Christine, so correct me if I said, and or Nano would probably correct me too. But as part of that, we did a traffic study. That traffic study indicated the need for improvement, River Road, and the geometry of what we're going to share with you in terms of this improvement. That is something that we intend with the city. We would dedicate the right of way for that road. It would be a public road that would function from Ball to Catella. So with that, I'll turn it over to you.
Keep going. Oh, thanks, Matt. So like Matt mentioned, we do have a entitlement approved traffic study that included this section of currently South Phoenix Club Drive. The other exhibit shows, you know, south of here, which is the Platinum Triangle District with the new road, a River Road, connecting just south of the railroad all the way to Catella. So the boundary and alignment of including this section of River Road, we're proposing to name it River Road as well, to complete the full segment, would go from Catella to Ball. The only surface street access currently available, in this area, right, in this district. This road, right now, the existing South Phoenix Club, it's three lanes, one northbound, one southbound, or center left turn lane. And the ultimate River Road would have two northbound lanes and two southbound lanes with a center median, again, allowing the left turn. So the current right-of-way is between 90 to 112 feet. We would want to dedicate about 34 to 56 feet to the city for this public road. And the 70 feet dedication would occur in the southerly end of this road, right near the SCE easement, this area. Because, you know, there is a configuration taking in, you know, traffic from the district begins to merge just north of this SCE easement. So right now we're in about 50% design, 50-60% design, progress design. And if we can go to the next slide. We are aware of, you know, existing infrastructure in the Ball Basin property. One of the most important ones, which is outlined in the purchase sales agreement, is that there's an overflow structure. You know, so we overlay the alignment of River Road and onto the area of the intersection of Ball and River, wanting to understand the relationship between the culvert, the overflow culvert, which drains overflow that may come from Ballers Basin, Burris Basin into Ball Basin in case of storm surge under your storm and such events. So as you can see also in the far right hand, we have a little more detailed sections and close up plan view showing that we were gonna range between 4.5 to 11 feet in terms of our grading limits. So I just want to walk through this area here that the 21 feet is the parkway area of the street. Okay, that includes 2 feet of landscape on the edge here next to the curb. And then we have a cycle track. And then we have a 10-foot cycle track. And then we have a 4-foot landscape area. And then 5-foot walkway, sidewalk. So that makes up the 21 feet. And this outer edge limits here is the temporary grading that we would want to meet to achieve a 2-to-1 slope into the property, right? So as you can see, we're very near, but not impacting the overflow structure. And also as we move further south, there's lots of flat land that we can encroach onto. So that's kind of the overview of the engineering section of this. Questions?
High level is just the point that the road will not impact the overflow structure, which was required to be, that would be in the reservation basin eventually. That
would
have been
we would reach out, we have reached out actually to water district staff with some concept already. So we are mindful that we need to and want to meet that obligation, because we would want to come back as we get the all basin entitled and ultimately built, you know, in the coming years.
If I could restate the issues, that because you have to widen the road and then you have to put a 2-to-1 slope, and if this is like my hand is the basin, slope might kind of come into where the basin is that the concern?
See the bottom,
right?
Yeah, if you look at the cross section here.
Yeah,
maybe that can show a little more clearly.
Did what I say correct? Is that correct or not correct?
Yeah.
It is. So it's that the slope would somehow encroach into the path of the basin, of water going to the basin.
It will not encroach into the path of the water flow. It would be above that, but we would go into the basin. But the basin is a big broad term, right? So the 2-to-1 is just for safe stability, you know.
What are you asking of the district? Are you just letting us know you're asking someone?
We are sharing our project information,
okay.
You know, with you. There's no action before you, manager.
What they're looking for is concurrence that the dedication to the city and the public improvement that they're required to make doesn't, that they can move forward with that prior to the relocation of the overflow, because it doesn't impact the overflow and it's a public improvement. It's a mitigation measure that they've got to do and dedicate it to the city. So it's not, doesn't impact the overflow at this point. And then we'll do that work when they develop that site.
Has this been shared with our staff?
Yes.
In our staff, right? Yes, staff. Okay.
And for transparency, as River Road moves south, you know, there's a tighter section across, you know, about cross section for River Road. For a few hundred feet, it won't be 2-to-1, but we would get a grading permit from the city, and we would have a slope that's acceptable to meet the code.
I have a question for our good former public works director. How does she feel about the two roads not really aligning on the entrance now on the side of the street?
You know, the other side of the street is not a road. It's a driveway.
It's an entrance.
To a, not even open anymore, the driving range. I love the driving range.
Very much. it's a private drive aisle. It's a private drive aisle road.
And it operates under the same signal. So it's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And actually, this widening helps line it up a little more.
Yep, that's right.
you're right. I concur. Okay, so yeah. Are there any? We may want to have it lined up more, just from our point of view. I'm just thinking out loud. That's.
I'll tell you, if you ever come in to develop it, I'd make you push it over to the west a little bit so I can get some landscaping on that setback line. So.
Right.
It's going to be perfect.
We love you coming and going.
Yeah, Director Tilden, in addition to now road connection at Catella for your property, you also have a cycle track too. So that runs all along.
Does that path, thank you, does that path become other, become like the new, is that the new river trail that converts over?
It's separate but parallel. I'll let JJ speak.
So you're doing like an additional river trail in addition?
Yes, looking for the connection to.
Here's the most. Correct. So what we're working together with and collaborating on is providing options. So if someone wants to move past on that side of the river, they can go on the cycle track. But if someone wants to move slower, and as I mentioned, take connection, then they can go on the Riverwalk project. And then if they're on the Tanana River Trail, regional trail, they'll be just south of there.
So
it's going duplicity, additional connections, additional opportunities.
So you're requiring them to construct another trail that begins at Ball Road and ends at the parking lot.
It's a protected cycle track. I don't know if it, you know, it's.
Does it go in a loop?
No, it just connects Ball to Patel.
So it's in addition to the
addition to the road.
In addition to the Santa Ana River Trail.
Right.
So you're acquiring them. So there's an existing Santa River Trail, a perfectly good one. Now they have to construct this other trail from Ball to Catella.
Part of that is we do have residents on site, so having bike connections for those residents.
And also, you know, part of
I'm not talking about a third trail for diversity.
Well, I recall the city was going to require us to build a trail, so at least they're consistent.
Any other questions? I'll stop my comment.
Well,
yes, Director Grove.
The Ball Basin. What's the intent of purchasing Ball Basin? What are you going to do? How do you fill it in and build some buildings on top of it?
Well, you know, the grading study is not complete, but right now, I don't know, we're leaning toward filling it in or not, but, you know, we like to take advantage of the fact that, you know, there is a, there's a hole with no really dirt in it. You know, we like to build something that's more efficient grading-wise, right, to minimize the cut and fill operation investment.
We conceptually in master plan, we're looking at potentially additional housing. But we don't, like I said, have an active application.
I would think that you just simply seal off that culvert and be done with it. And not connected, unless you want the connection of water flowing through.
Well, that is part of the purchase sales agreement, that we would do that before we built the private development inside the base. So that is a step that we are intending to move forward with.
Thank you.
So that culvert, you mentioned it's for overflow from Ball Road,
from Burrs.
That's what it's from Burrs, right?
Yes.
That's ever happened, I would ask staff, but I don't think it's happened.
And I think that's a while. Also received water from the 57th.
It's more of a homeless corridor now.
Our research was that runoff from the 57th freeway ultimately got there from got to Burrs.
There is a storm drain, Director Shelvin, the Chantilly storm drain that drains into Ball Road Basin.
We couldn't ever find an easement granted to Caltrans for that storm water runoff, but it's right there.
Chantilly.
Yeah.
And there is, just for the board's edification, there's an overflow from Ball Road Basin into the Santa Ana River. So if Burrs ever were to spill, it would spill through the culvert and then fill up this basin and then overflow into the river.
Thank you. Any other questions? Well, thank you for that. We appreciate the update. Yep.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to move on to the next item. And I guess is that going to be, no, we don't need that. Anaheim Adventure Park, Hawking Park, and Mirror Lower Basin status update.
We're
ready to
report a status update.
Wobble Goose Beat is moving. I don't have
Wobble Zeus Beat.
Wobble
Zeus renderings.
Wobble Zeus.
I got a printer and some pictures.
That's wrong.
This is
all right. This is more of a date. I haven't been in here in a few years when you guys gave me the lease on it. Lots happened since then, and the park is going very, very well. not a very good public speaker, but basically, it's just say hi to everybody again and let everybody know we're moving along. Thanks, staff, and Daniel and Bruce, and the staff out in the park. They're working really well with me and getting along great. I know it's Memorial Day weekend. What's that?
You're just wishing the sun would come out.
So. Yeah. Well, I was joking, saying, was it going to snow tomorrow? The Memorial Day weekend, it was raining. So.
I'm just wondering, can tell us how it's going. Tell us how the project's going. How the public is, are they liking it?
Yeah, we're definitely increasing in our attendance. All the people that are coming now, every single person almost, I talk to a lot of people. I'm there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, it seems like. And trying to talk to as many guests as I can, and everybody's really excited about it, and they're all getting a lot of returns. That part of it, and getting a lot of schools and churches, and a lot of the cities are coming with their staff and things like that. We're getting, Costa Mesa called me yesterday, and they're bringing. And then we're also working with a lot of the downtown police department and the surrounding police departments and Orange County Fire and Anaheim Fire. They've come out there and everybody's asking me what's going on when we have 30 fire trucks in the parking lot. We're doing training with the County Fire, and if there ever was an incident in the park, how to get people out and things like that.
Is that on the last page?
Yeah.
Can you explain what's going on there with the stretcher?
That's just a mock-up of practice of the staff, my lifeguard staff working with George County Fire Department and having them pretend like there was an injury. We put one of our lifeguards on a gurney and brought him out with that.
And were they doing other training that's not like just in general training? For the fire department.
Yeah, they know what they've come out for. They came out 3 different days, and they brought 50 firefighters out each time to train with our staff, and it went real well. And then they all got to go play on the park, and they enjoyed that. Seeing a bunch of
was it the Orange County Fire Authority or Anaheim Fire Department?
It was Anaheim Fire Department and all the surrounding departments.
Oh, okay.
So we had about over 150 of the firefighters.
Was this just for the benefit of your park or for like overall training for the fire department?
It was a little of both. They recommended that they come out because it's such an unusual type of a rescue if they needed to. Were they going to use swiftwater rescue teams to go in there with the boats, or did they come in and, how to get the people out? Somebody had an actual serious, spinal injury or something like that.
Great. Any other questions? I was involved in just coming to district. Director Bilodeau and other directors as well. Director Bilodeau and I were involved when the Burrs Basin had the addition of the beautiful walking trail that's around it now called Anaheim Coves. And so I just think it's great if we can take our public assets and open them up to the public. The walking trail is very popular in Anaheim. It's a wonderful place.
Yeah.
It truly is. I think it's great that we did it. And it's all fenced in. I believe it's good. And this is another example, I think, of providing a great amenity to the public.
Tens of thousands of people are enjoying it.
Any questions? I encourage all the directors to take a look at it.
Can we get a play in the water?
Yes, I'll play it.
Everybody,
cocktails.
Can you have a property? You ever have a special events or?
That's special. Would you be?
Can you get to rent it out one day for employees and directors?
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll move on to. We've discussed items to agendize or not to agendize, and any other director comments or any director comments or reports? General manager comments or reports?
Nothing to report.
We're adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.